Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting. It is Thursday. I almost said January, but no, it's not January. It is March 28th, and it is now 8:41. Madam Chair, we are now convened. Could you kindly call the roll?
Yes, here we go. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Thank you, Wesley. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Thank you, Nia. Kathy Davis? No response. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you, Lydia. Ali Lexa will be late. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you, Marcel. And that's R-E-I-D, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner will be late, I believe. Athea Wangaza? No response. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Tracy. Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, thank you. The draft agenda for tonight that I sent out last week and a few more times this week, first item is call to order, 1 minute. Sorry. Two, approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Three, election of permanent chair and secretary, 6 minutes. Four, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Five, reports on the six working groups, 10 minutes each, 60 minutes. Review action items, 5 minutes. Adjourn to executive session at 9:50 p.m. Is there any amendment to the agenda, or would someone would like to move to approve the agenda?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn Burden here. My name wasn't called, but I would like to be on this committee. I'm not sure what your statement meant that I don't count towards quorum. Are you want to tell me how you're figuring quorum?
Well, the deadline for the two for people joining the committee, the only additional person that came on for a bill was Tracy Rosenberg. I don't. You didn't join, as far as I know.
Well, what was the deadline? I'm sorry, I may have missed a deadline.
I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm. When I get home, I can tell you what the deadline is because I looked it up this morning. I just now don't remember, but it was Bill Crozier sent it out. It was over the weekend, and he said, you know, have this done by such and such a time on this date. And then he sent out a final list, and then he sent out a revised final list, which was
right.
The final list.
I'm going to Bill's folder right now. I have two emails.
This is Wesley here.
Okay, Wesley, go ahead.
Yes, I thought that we had decided only two people from each station could represent on a committee. If BAI has Nia Bediako and Kathy Davis, that would be three. I'm all for inclusivity. Do we want to bump them up to three
too.
Now?
That's true, too.
What did you say?
There's only two directors from each station per George Ryder's motion that was passed by the PMB.
Right.
So Nia and Kathy, since they were the two directors that signed up, then
okay.
You can't have a third from the same station.
I found it, Lydia. It was sent here. It says final Pacifica National Board Committee list. It was sent March 2nd, 2012, 12:42 and 34 seconds a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Below is a final list of who signed up for which committees. And on personnel, it says Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis, Lydia Brazon, Ali Lexa Al-Ilali. I didn't even know he had another name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty
yeah.
name. Marcel Reed, Athea Wangaza, Andrea Turner, and Tracy Rosenberg. That's the list of members.
Okay, thank you. So your rule is two directors from each station only.
Yeah, that was the
PNB motion passed.
PNB motion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you should view that as good or bad, Carolyn, that you can't get on this committee.
Okay. I'd like to proceed with the business at hand because, as you know from last year, we worked very well. We have a lot of work to do, so let's get to work. But
Madam Chair, she is perfectly entitled to listen in on the call, right?
Thank you.
That is perfectly fine. I don't have a problem with that. I can't have a problem with that, even if I wanted to, and I don't. I am not for exclusion. I am for inclusion, but, you know, that's the vote that was passed. Does anybody have any items they would like to add to the agenda?
Yes, this is Lydia. I actually just want to put the items that were in my email. Ali was going to motivate this. Much of this comes out of the work that he's doing, but he's not on the call yet. Okay, so it was more to put it on the agenda just so that we can chip away at some of these issues. We have four interim PD situations at the stations, and so clarification on that is really important. We have sent some piecemeal queries to our HR consultants, but because we did not formulate the questions, we're not sure if the HR consultant had all of the pieces of the puzzle. But that's just one issue, because you can get an opinion, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to just dig down and figure out processes like we just did and had passed by the PMB for the PD search. But at the moment, we have a number of IPD as well, and we have at some stations the tail end of the PD search, which has other questions have emerged that we didn't get beyond what we passed. So I'm not home yet, so I can't read what I had proposed. I'm not proposing we discuss all these things tonight. I would just like to add it to the agenda so it's for future work product, but it does pose some questions that if the committee thinks that those are reasonable questions that we can forward to HR, and then I have some others for later for executive session.
Okay. I have here what your questions are. So that item would be, I'm trying to read it quickly with my one eye.
Make sure it's the one that's just open session.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying. Just one second. I heard a little voice. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to just get a concise item for the agenda.
This is Tracy for the stack, if I could.
Lydia, would you like to make that item for the agenda concise, please?
Yes, as I said, it's just to put on the agenda on the agenda, I will move parts of it for future consideration.
So the concise language evaluating IPDs, correct?
Mia, this is Tracy. I'm objecting because you're not...
Tracy, I will call on you, but let me finish, please. You're going to have to wait. I will recognize you. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
You will be able to speak, but you have to be courteous. Let me finish with Lydia. Lydia.
Okay.
I'm trying to get your item, and your item is evaluation of IPDs. Is that correct?
There are several. Within this is the possibility of IPD searches.
Okay.
Some stations have had that, some have not. IPD, all of these are like question marks, right, as well. And then IPD evaluations, again, question mark. Some have done them, some have not. Post-school process, which... But that actually, I'm sorry, that would probably be for executive session. So, no, that would be it for a public session.
Okay. So the item for Teresa, so we don't drive Teresa crazy, would be evaluation and searches for IPD. I just want the item for the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. So Teresa, do you have that? Or would you like me to repeat?
So you're saying Lydia Brezon is moving to add evaluation and searches for IPD, and where on the agenda?
Yes, that's her item to be added.
Where?
Okay. Now, So that's
where,
one.
Where, Nia? Where does she want this?
Where after, do you want it, Lydia, and for how
after
long?
After the items that were already on the agenda, and if I may reserve the option of having that amended to include that that item is from Lydia and Ali, really. Ali.
Hi,
Lydia,
this is Ali from Los Angeles.
Okay, so I just heard Ali. So
yeah.
That would be the, let's put that as the new number six. So number six now becomes Lydia's item, and then the new number seven is review action items, and number eight is adjourned. That's the suggested that we have. Do you have that, Teresa?
I have that. We're going to vote on that, right?
Tracy?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe this is a motivation problem. I'm open to that, but I'm leaning towards objecting to the inclusion of this item on the agenda at this point because I don't know what the item is. There's five different questions relating to the evaluation of interim GMs, the search committee protocol, the duration of IGM search pool process. This is five or six.
This is Andrea checking in.
Okay.
This is five or six substantially different items, and hurling them into one agenda item off the top of my head doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. And what Lydia is saying is we're going to take these items up and drop others and move parts of them, and that's, as a process, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So what I would like, or what I'm going to put out, is I think that whatever the specific items are here, they need to be broken up into several agenda items and brought one by one for consideration and not sort of presented as a seven-issue clump to the personnel committee. So I realize that's a certain amount of work to do. So what I would like to do is basically postpone the inclusion of this item on the agenda until the next meeting when it can come back to us in digestible chunks. And as mentioned, I think also with some feedback from the HR consultants, which would be helpful on some of these issues. I think plopping it on as one incoherent chunk is not really going to help us.
This is Lydia. Kathy, I'm just letting you know I'm on the call.
Okay. So
this is Lydia.
Kathy's here. I'm just going to take one more comment, then we'll bring it to a vote whether to include it on the agenda or not. Lydia, don't motivate. Just have another item. Do you have another item?
Well, no. I was going to respond because it raised a different issue about objecting so as to divide. The item is as may I speak?
Yes, go ahead. You're recognized.
Yes. So the item is as Nia had described, which is the two general projects. I don't know what all that noise is. And I think when we get to that agenda item, then there could be a decision on the various components. It was not a motion. This committee has worked very well this way. That's how we came up with the motion that was passed by the PMB. And this is just following a process that we didn't have problems with digesting in the past. So I say that we add the two general topics to the agenda, and then we can have various discussion or delete or whatever.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. We've gone beyond 3 minutes. Does anybody have any more amendments to the agenda? Not to motivate, but just say what you want to add, where, and for how long.
Point of
Does anybody else have anything to add to the agenda?
Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Who's that?
This is Ali.
Oh, hi, Ali.
Hi. Can you just clarify what the two topic items are you're referring to exactly, Lydia?
That you and Lydia worked on. That's it. Yes. And Lydia proposed that it be the new number six on the agenda, on the draft agenda. That's where we are.
The IPD search and eval.
And if, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Are there any more amendments to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. So I get a motion to approve the agenda as. Oh, no. Does anyone object to adding the item brought by Lydia and Ali?
Yes, I do object.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll? Yes is that you agree to add Lydia and Ali's item to be the new number 6 for, I didn't ask how many minutes, Lydia and Ali. How many, did you say 10 minutes or something like that for now? What did you guys decide?
Oh, we hadn't discussed that. Ali, do you have an idea?
Could I ask a point of information?
Just 1 second, Teresa. Let me just finish with Lydia and Ali. Just 1 second, please.
Sure.
We haven't discussed that. I mean, 5 or 10 minutes at least.
Okay, so let's say 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Where is the international community?
I'm sorry, is that you, Ali? What did you say?
I'm sorry, I said yes.
Okay. Teresa, you're recognized?
Yes. I'm a little bit confused. Why would the tell me again why these would not just be covered in the report of the working groups?
That is not one of the working groups. Let me just scan through really quickly before I'm responding to you from memory, Teresa. But I want to make sure that is not one of the items. That's why it needs to be added. And Lydia is proposing that it could be another working group.
No, I'm not.
I thought that was what you said earlier.
No.
Okay, then I misheard you. Okay, so for now, what we're dealing with now, a yes vote is to make it the new number 6 for 10 minutes. Lisa, please call the roll.
Let me ask one other point of information. If it gets too late in the time and we don't get to it, then it'll just follow into the next meeting wherever it falls on the agenda then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If we carry it over. Teresa, as you know, the way we operated last year worked well, right? We will do the same.
Okay. So we're calling the roll. Teresa Allen, and this is for inclusion. I'll say yes. Wesley Bethune?
Wesley?
Yes.
Nia Bidiaco? I'm sorry. Yeah, Nia?
I won't vote now.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
I don't really, at this point, know what you're referring to, so it's hard for me to vote.
So is that a pass or an abstain?
I'll pass for a moment, yeah.
All right. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
All right. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
All right. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
All right. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thea Wangaza is not here. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
Okay. Back to
Nia.
Kathy Davis?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. And Nia?
It's not necessary for me to vote.
Okay, fine. The tally is yeses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, 1 no.
And 1 abstention.
And 1 abstention.
Okay. So,
okay.
Ready. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Okay. Who was that?
Andrea.
Okay. Andrea. Just so our secretary could get it. All righty. The next item is election of permanent chair and secretary. That's the next item. The nominations. I guess somebody just dropped off. I don't know.
Yes, Tracy for the stack.
And that was Lydia changing phones. I just walked in the house.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
I nominate Kathy Davis.
Kathy? Do you accept Kathy? Somebody else dropped. Kathy? Hello?
Hello?
Kathy?
Give her a second, see if she calls back in.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I nominate Nia Bidiaco.
Okay.
This for chair? This is for chair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone just came back. Is that Kathy? You just came back?
I dropped off. Sorry.
Yes. You were nominated for chair. Would you like to accept?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Are there any other nominations for chair? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay. There are two people nominated for chair. That's Kathy and Nia. So, how would folks like to vote? Do you want to do it now, or would you like to have ballots?
This is Kathy. Have ballots.
I would like to have ballots.
Ballot, please.
This is Wesley.
Yeah, hi, Wesley.
Hi. I don't really understand how ballots are any more confidential than just having a roll call vote. I don't understand how any kind of anonymity would be ascribed to having sending paper ballots to Christine. You know, I don't understand it, how that's considered confidential in any way, shape, manner, or form. Can you please explain it to me as a point of information?
I would like to respond.
Tracy for the stack.
Come on.
Okay. I will. Teresa, you want to answer?
Yes. I would like to say I would find it a little bit difficult to be the first or second or the third person if you're doing it by roll call. So I think it is better done by ballot.
So, point of inquiry. So then you're going to email the ballots out or something? Is that the way it's done?
We'll get to
that. I'm sorry. Tracy for the stack. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
But you have to give me a chance to finish with the person I'm speaking with. Andrea?
This is Andrea. I'm sorry. I didn't hear
point
you.
We will do
point
that. We will do that after we decide what we're going to do, okay?
Oh, okay, so that will be after this meeting. Just logistics I need to know. We'll get something in the email or so?
No,
okay.
We're going to do it right when we're done with this. Before we get to the next item, we will settle that.
Point of information.
Okay, because I'm not at a computer, so I can't get it. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Wesley.
Yes. My point of information was, how can this be considered a secret ballot in any way, shape, manner, or form? Can anybody explain to me how there is some kind of confidentiality in returning a ballot to Christine is confidential? Can somebody explain that to me? That's what I'm asking. That's my point of information, please.
Yeah,
okay.
Carolyn on the stack here, please. I can add to that.
Please. Oh, my
goodness. Nia, I was trying to put myself on the stack. This is Tracy.
Tracy, I didn't forget you. You have to be patient.
Okay. I'm trying.
Just wait a second.
All right.
You are next on the stack. But Wesley asked the point of information. Are you going to answer the point of information? Hello?
Yes, I will answer the point of information.
Go ahead, and I'll answer you, Wesley, after Carolyn speaks. Go ahead, Tracy.
I don't believe the premise is that it's a secret ballot. However, what our procedure is that if any individual member of a PNB committee feels that they would prefer to vote by paper ballot, that they're not comfortable with a roll call, then that is what we do, and that's what we've done on every committee for as long as I've been on the PNB. It's a question of courtesy to your colleagues who would prefer not to vote by roll call vote. It is not a confidential ballot. However, it is possible that your particular colleagues will not know how you voted unless you voluntarily choose to tell them. On a roll call vote, it is, of course, both on the stream, and, of course, all the people present on the call will hear how you vote. Some people feel it's a bit more private. That's their choice. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. But your colleagues on this call, some of them asked for a paper ballot, for an email ballot, and that's how we do it. If people ask for it, they can have it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's exactly what we're going to do, but I will address that. Carolyn?
Yeah, there are two ways, actually. One is the email ballot. Everything goes to Christine by email. And, of course, she keeps confidentiality. She's been very good about that. But when the ballots are counted, usually there are at least two observers, members of Pacifica, who have volunteered to monitor and make sure that the count is done correctly. So those people, because they have to verify whoever does the count, also know who votes if, in fact, it's email. However, some people do not want to have their, as Wesley pointed out, their votes public. So they may vote by confidential ballot. And what you do is send to Christine inside a plain blank sealed envelope with nothing on it your vote, and enclose that in the letter that's addressed to Christine with your return address. She'll verify that it's from you, that that's your address, and that you have only voted once with that paper ballot, and she will take the envelope off that has your identifying information on it and put that aside. So when it's counted in front of the people who are monitoring it, they will not see your name. It's only quasi-confidential, because unless a lot of people decide to do that, people can deduce who voted confidentially and who voted publicly. But it's better than nothing, Wesley. It's not perfect, but it you can keep your vote confidential if you want to. So if only two people vote that way...
Arrest.
One second, Wesley. I didn't hear the end of what you said, Carolyn. Could you finish?
I said it's not perfect, but if only very few people vote that way. Of course, people might play guessing games, like who are the three people who sent in paper ballots anonymously. But only Christine will know, and as I say, she's extremely trustworthy. So you can be sure that your vote will be kept as confidential as it can be under the circumstances.
Okay.
That takes a little longer, by the way. Asking for a timetable from Christine as to when she can handle that has to allow for people to send in mail by post, which takes longer than email, so that extends the process a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm finished. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wesley, I hear what you're saying, and I was going to say a combination of what Teresa, Tracy, and Carolyn just said. The only other alternative that I can add, if people aren't comfortable with any of those two scenarios, is to ask the HR firm if we could send the ballots to them, Pacifica's HR firm. I don't know if they don't know anybody. Let me put it this way. They certainly don't know me. I don't know who they know. If you would be more comfortable, people would be more comfortable doing that. That's something that I could find out about.
Teresa
and,
Allen from Stack.
If people want to do that, that's the other alternative. How does that sound to you, Wesley?
Well, you answered my question that there is no confidentiality with your voting, no matter what it is, unless we have an in-person meeting. I think it's, and coincidentally, just as a side note, they're considering doing electronic voting in our national elections. So I'm just totally perplexed. Thank you. Bye.
Wesley?
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion?
No, it's just it's just the way the group decides to do it. You know, it's I would be happy with an open vote, but I just the seemingness of it being confidential is just not real. Just like our national elections on the boxes.
Okay. I heard a woman's voice. I couldn't detect the voice.
Yeah, it was me, Nia, Andrea,
yes.
Here.
Yes.
So do we vote up or down on which process we're going to do?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So
Wesley on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Wesley.
From now on, I'm going to just do paper ballots, confidential. If you want me to participate in any elections, we're going to have to do it this way. It's going to be more expensive and more time-consuming. But what the hell? We don't really care, do we? I'm sorry. I'm being sarcastic.
Point of order. Point of order.
So do you want to mail your ballot, you're saying, Wesley?
Yes.
Do you want to put it in an envelope?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
I don't know whether you would say that Director Bassoon is utilizing sarcasm or not, but I think that the amount of his displeasure is kind of disproportionate. I think we're just trying to hold an election and, comparing it to electronic voting and the voting for, you know, the national elections and such is just not necessary. I think the tone is kind of creating an unnecessary frustration on my part because I don't think we have anything to suggest that Christine in the office hasn't provided a service with utmost confidentiality, and I certainly do not want to reach a point where we have to tie up what we pay for services from our personnel, from our HR company. I don't want to have to tie them up in our governance. So I hope we can, conduct our election and move on.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. Okay. I'm going to bring this thing to a vote. Go ahead, Lydia.
I didn't take, I was not offended in any way by Wesley's feelings. I feel that way about the national elections myself and any electronic voting in Pacifica, but that's a different issue. However, I think we always offer the option of doing a paper ballot to the office. So I don't think that that's a big leap here. And anyway, so that's one. And so the other thing is I would recommend that we do the ballot as we've always done it, by email and or paper ballot if you're comfortable in sending it to the Pacifica National Office to Christine's attention. I do not support sending it to HR. I do believe there would be cost involved. And
I second that. Is that a motion? I second it if it's true.
Well, okay, so the first part is my motion. The part where it says, let's move on as we customarily send out a ballot to send to Christine. She always verifies the receipt, just so Wesley knows. But I think Wesley has not had the history that the rest of us have been on for years, most of us.
So the motion is to send out a ballot, send it
to Christine. If you want to do a paper ballot, when we send out the ballot, be sure to include the address of the national office, and they should put it to Christine's attention. Thank you. That's my motion.
Okay.
And I second that motion.
That's what I was going to say, Lydia. Thank you. Okay. So is there any objection to that? This is taking way longer.
It sure is. Objection. Oh.
But it's good that people, get a chance to say what they have to say. Is there any objection to Lydia's motion?
Without objection.
Okay. All right. So Teresa and I will get together with the addresses and so forth, and then we will get the ballots together and let you guys know. Okay. Can I just have that? Trust with Teresa and I that we will come up with it and put in the address and everything, telling people what to do. Is that okay? Okay. Here we go.
Yes. This is Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead,
Lydia. Actually would recommend that we put together the addresses and maybe have Christine send it out. It's so much easier to do a reply. I don't know if other committees do that at the time, but in the few instances when she has been the one to send it out, I think, it's a lot easier just to reply than to go around searching for her email.
Right. The other thing to add to your motion, Lydia, is the people who are going to do snail mail, how long should we give them? snail mail. That time factor needs to be taken. Maybe
point of information.
Is 10 business days good for snail
Teresa,
mail?
Teresa,
that's good
point
for me.
Of information.
Teresa, you know I always like to let everybody finish their sentences before someone interrupts. So, what do you say, Lydia? One second.
Yes, I think that that's reasonable. We've done that on the few occasions that we have done snail mail.
Okay, so that's 10
in
days.
The 10 days. Well, before our next meeting.
Teresa, you recognize your point of information?
Yes, the only reason I said it again is because I wasn't acknowledged, so I wasn't sure if you'd even heard me trying to get on the stack. Is there a reason why we can't just send it out electronic?
We're going to give people options, electronic and snail mail. That's Lydia's motion. Do you have that written down for your minute?
Well, I'd like to discuss this. I'm wondering if there is no complaint, why even bother to send out snail mail?
Okay.
No, it won't be sent out. You will get it electronically. You will mail it back in hard copy if you choose. We've done that on other committees. I don't know why. If we allow 10 days, it's not a big deal. What is your objection?
No, I thought that there was an understanding that everything had to be done snail mail. I didn't understand.
No.
No, no, no. That was not what her motion said. Do you want to read the motion that you have, Teresa, just so when you do the minutes, you just do it once?
I would like the motion to be repeated.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia, repeat it, please.
Okay, I don't have it in right. Okay. That the ballots will be sent out by email, and now I'm going to insert by Christine, and the emails provided to her by Nia and Teresa. I'm now, let's just do a whole new motion so everybody's, all the elements are in there. And that returning your ballot may be by emailing it to Christine, or you may print it out and send it by snail mail to the Pacifica office to the attention of Christine. And it will be 10 working days from the time, should we do it? 10 working days from tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I can't work with Teresa tomorrow. I'd have to do it on Monday.
10 working days from Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a new vote because I changed elements in it.
Can you read again, Lydia? Do you have it written down?
No,
that you
I don't
just...
have anything written at the moment.
Okay. Were you typing, Teresa?
Monday. Today is the 28th. Monday is April 2nd. 10 working days from Monday would be, if you count Monday, would be April the 13th, Friday the 13th. So...
Let's say 5 p.m. Friday the 13th.
So ballots due...
5 p.m. Pacific time.
To be returned to National Office by 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on 4/13 of 12.
Point of information?
Mm-hmm.
What time is that? Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m.
Yeah, well, you better put both in there.
Yeah, could you put both? Yeah. Just
so if that's the case, you might as well do all three time zones. And then 7 p.m. Central.
Oh, Lord. You're kidding me.
No, just do Eastern like we do the meetings. Getting too confusing.
Well, as we have a specific request from Kathy, I'm going to put 8 Eastern Standard Time. But this is the way I understand the minute, the motion. Brazan moved that ballots be sent out by email to Christine Miera and emailed to her by the chair and the secretary. Returning ballots may be done by email or mail, regular mail, to the national office, attention Christine Miera. Ballots due to be returned to the national office by 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time April 13 of 2012.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Andrea.
This is Kathy.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
Would that be received by or sent by?
Received.
Received, she said, I thought.
Okay.
I mean, because that's a significant difference.
Yeah. Okay. Received by.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I second the motion.
You don't need seconds in committee.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have that, Teresa?
If this is correct, that ballots be sent out by email by Christine Yera, an email provided to her by the chair and the secretary, period. Returning ballots may be done by email or mail, regular mail, to the national office, attention Christine Yera. Ballots due to be received by the national office by 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, April 13, 2012, 8 Eastern Standard Time.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, really maybe not a point of information, just clarification. May I suggest that you check with Christine and see that that's okay with her and her experience, that that's enough time and that it doesn't interfere with her schedule? Just a suggestion, because sometimes that office is very busy.
Check to see if she needs more time than the 10 days?
Yeah, if she thinks that that's reasonable. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Just a thought.
So Teresa and I will check. If there is, then I'll send an email.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to this?
I object.
Okay.
I object on... Yes, I'm recognized. Yeah, I object on the grounds that this is not a confidential vote. I think all of our elections should be confidential. If we can't do them during our in-house meetings, then we should figure out another way. But this is not confidential in any way, shape, manner, or form, as I had said earlier. Thank you.
Point of order.
Okay. Teresa, we're not going to go point to point. That is his opinion. He objects. We're going to call for a vote. Please, it's been 54 minutes and 14 seconds that we spent so much time doing this. Let's get to work. Let's call the vote, please.
All right.
Is there any objection? What's the objective? Can you call the roll? A yes is to do the email. I'm just paraphrasing now. Email or snail mail. Please call the roll.
Okay. Email. All right. Teresa says yes. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Nia Bediako? I'm going to pass you. Okay. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Marcel, I can't hear you. Andrea Turner?
Sorry, yes.
Was that Andrea?
That was Marcel.
Marcel, thank you, Marcel. Andrea Turner? I can't hear Andrea Turner. Andrea?
I seem to be going in and out on this.
We are voting on Lydia's motion. Do you vote yes or no, or abstain, or pass?
I pass.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy, I can't hear you. Okay. Going back to Andrea Turner, how do you vote? Andrea Turner, I can't hear you.
Did you call me, Teresa?
Who is
Lydia. That?
Yes, and you said yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm at Andrea Turner.
Hello?
Yes, Andrea?
Oh, Oh, you got me. Good. Lydia's motion, yes.
Okay, yes. All right. So the vote is yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yes and 1 no.
Okay. So that motion passes. Thank you very much. Okay, now we're on to the nominations for secretary. Who? I would like to nominate Teresa. Teresa, do you accept? Teresa?
Yes, I will accept, but I'm open to other people being nominated and offering their services.
I heard
Are there
that.
Any other nominations for secretary?
Hi, this is Kathy. I'd like to nominate Tracy.
Tracy wasn't here for the last vote, so.
Oh, okay.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing none. So, could we get unanimous consent? Our permanent secretary?
So be it. So, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Teresa. Yeah, Teresa is very good at she turns these minutes out.
As secretary, I do want to remind people that I will only serve with an understanding that people not come up with last-minute resolutions that they're not willing to put in writing, because having to reconstruct things makes it totally impossible, and I get behind, and then I let the whole committee down. So please work with me and try to have your motions in writing for me. It makes it so much easier. Thank you.
Okay.
Kathy on the stack?
Is this in reference to go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Teresa in that I think that that's reasonable, but where some difficulties may occur is that things happen during a meeting where someone is constructing a motion as a result of something that is occurred or is going on at the meeting, and occasionally people are in their cars or not having access to email in the moment. So I would ask that you be flexible for situations that require it.
Okay.
I try.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 4, approval of minutes. And Teresa, as diligent as usual, sent those out. And everyone has read them. I read them. And did you send out the corrected ones, Teresa?
Okay. There was only one error that was called to my attention. That was a misspelling of Marcel's last name. And I have sent it out again just now. And I sent it out, I think, the day after our last meeting.
So, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Madam Chair, can I move that we approve both minutes separately, or do I have to wait into executive session to approve them?
Let's do the executive session. They're okay. I read those. We should be able to fix those. We should be able to do that quickly. Read them.
So I move that we approve the open meetings of February 22nd.
Any objections? I am sure there won't be any.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
No, I need to abstain. I haven't read them, and I just saw in the agenda that the task forces were listed differently than what I had from listening to the audio. But not from the minutes necessarily, just from your agenda. So I don't know if you got those from the minutes.
I got them from the minutes, but I compare them to my notes, so...
Okay, so I just emailed you, Nia, the what I had.
Okay.
Is it a significant change, or is it something you can that we can iron out right now?
Let me forward it to you, Teresa.
Oh, okay. So you're not in the car right now?
No, I'm home. I'm just getting on my computer, so.
Okay. I didn't get it yet, Lydia.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes, I'm here.
Because we're so behind here, which has never happened before. Do you want to wait for the next meeting, or do you? I mean, I really respect people who are secretaries, so I'd like to get their minutes approved. But I'll let you decide. Do you want to wait for Lydia to send them, or do you want to wait for the next meeting?
I say, why don't we postpone approval of the minutes till after the report of the working groups, then?
Someone needs to mute, please. Thank you. Okay. And the next here. The next item is...
Madam Chair, I don't know whether you... Did you just ask for if there were any objections? Another possibility is to approve the minutes. If there's a significant change, bring it up at the next meeting and change it then.
Okay. That's up to the body. Is the body receptive to Teresa's suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. So, Teresa,
I'm still moving that we approve the minutes of February 22nd.
So no one's objecting?
No, but I'd like to be noted as an abstention. That was all I was saying before. I wasn't saying not to approve it. I was just saying I just want to be down as an abstention.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah. Tracy, then, too, because I wasn't at the meeting, so.
Okay.
So I can say approve. There are 9 people on the call. I can say 7 said yes and 2 abstained.
There are only 8 people. If he is not here, remember?
Yeah, but there are 10 on this, 10 people counting a few. So there's 9 people on the call.
Is Kathy Davis and Lydia Brazon, and they were tasked with creating standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff. I did not get anything by the 22nd, so Kathy and Lydia, one of you has the floor. So who would like to go first?
This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
So the question that we had at our the last personnel committee meeting was whether any existed, and I think I said that I thought we had one here at KPFK, and I did send that to Kathy. I could send it to the entire committee, but nothing has happened since then. Unless Kathy, have you had a chance to work on it?
I read it, and it's actually quite good. I didn't have a chance to work on it, and I found 2 additional evaluations. One is a staff evaluation. I think it originated with A, and then BAI did a revision of it. And there's another evaluation
that I am attempting to get. I haven't gotten a copy yet, and it's more of a it's more from a corporate environment, but I just wanted to add it to the mix so that we could compare the three of them. But I haven't been able to receive the third one. So I don't really have anything to report at this time. I'm still accumulating the research of the different possible self-evaluations that we can work with. So I think it's still in progress as far as I'm concerned. I don't have a report at this time.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I was just providing the KPFK self-evaluation. This was originally Kathy moved to form this task force, and we have to gather the information, obviously, first.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
So we're saying that we have two. We have one from WBAI, and we have something from K. Is that correct?
From BAI, K, I believe A, and a corporate form. But they'll have to be looked at and compared so that we can see what we can do that's relevant to our environment, our working environment. So the committee hasn't reached a point of making a report on the different formats. The working group, rather.
Okay. So you and Lydia, will you, our next, Andrea, we need to revisit the meeting date schedule. I don't want to throw that monkey wrench in right now. So our next meeting date is the fourth Thursday, right? Let me get my calendar here.
Is it Thursday or Wednesday?
Sorry, I keep confusing that with the PNB. Sorry.
Okay.
It's the
fourth, me too.
The fourth Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been brought to
Wednesday?
My...
The fourth Wednesday? I thought it was Thursday also. Are you looking at the calendar?
One, two, three. No, one second. Let me get to CFTX.
Okay, well, meanwhile, I would like to go ahead and comment on what Kathy and I think would be doing, which is, again, once we finish gathering all the forms, this is true of the other task force, is to probably pull the best elements from each of them and then present some sort of a draft. So this is strictly working, throwing documents and forth. Don't you agree, Kathy?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't recommend putting a time limit on that because we don't know how long that will take. But we will be ready to report back next time, but I doubt we would have the draft ready.
Someone's phone is too close. Someone's cell phone is too close to their landline or something, but that feedback or this is now. Okay. The next meeting of this committee is April 25th. So it is the fourth Wednesday. Andrea, I'll get back to your concern. The next one is Marcel. And Marcel and I are on that committee, is to collaborate with governance to recreate and possibly redo foundations, organizational charts, in compliance with the bylaws. That's Marcel and me. We just got the last org chart yesterday. So, and it's not because we haven't tried, but when we got it, we haven't really gone any further with that, because we obviously can't do anything until we get them. Marcel, do you have anything to add?
No, except that now that we've received the org chart, we will compile them, and I will go to people at the governance committee, and we can see about... Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you clearly. Yes.
Good. I'm often on sound. to make sure they go to the governance committee and that the two committees work in tandem to make sure the chart is updated. We certainly need it, one in W.
Okay. So for the next meeting, we should be ready now that we have them. So that's that. For the third one is with Teresa, Wesley, Kathy, and Lydia. And Lydia proposed that we look at process for determining merit raises, cost of living raises. So, and including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff, and Wesley and Lydia are working on that. So who wants to go, whosoever goes?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, we haven't actually met, what I was trying to do was to get, I mean, first of all, I think these should be collapsed into one, because one is informed by the other. The wages raises are informed by the union data. We're not just getting union data for the sake of it. The KPFA contract, union contract, was because these are they're supposed to be public, so that was easy to get. Their union is very accessible on their website. The AFTRA ones are not. You have to be a member, blah, blah. So it was more difficult. It's going to be more difficult. I just have to go to other sources. I couldn't do it myself. And then I need, Kathy, maybe you can get me BAI.
Yeah, I'm a member of AFTRA. I might be able to get.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I didn't know that that was a problem.
Well, I wasn't able to do it anyway when I went on their site. Anyway, so the purpose of this was to, and the reason I think the two can be joined together is because if you look at that, it can only inform because, of course, Houston, with its right to work confines, and also the fact the wages there, I believe, for similar jobs, the other signal areas is probably lower, and so we would have to be informed by labor statistics and wage norms in the area and adjust that to what we learn in the union contracts. There are going to be aspects of this that are going to have to be held up, perhaps in executive session as well, but for the first step is to get the contracts, look at where we are across the board, and this all out of concern. Houston is the only station, KPFT is the only station that does not have a union, and so given the concerns there, that's what gave birth to this concept. But does anybody have any objection to collapsing those? Because otherwise, it's both Wesley and I are on the one, the two people, and it informs the other two, who would be Kathy and Teresa, which is the way it is in the minutes, apparently. So,
yeah.
That's
the question,
Lydia.
Yes, my motion. I'll have turned it into a motion. I move that the two task force working groups, whichever we choose to call them, be collapsed into one.
Okay.
That would be the union one and the wages raises one. So the new membership would be, it would be the same. It would be Lydia, Kathy, Teresa, and Wesley. It's just adding the union to the one about the raises. Any
okay.
objections? That's my motion.
Is there any objection to collapsing those two parts into one whole?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Alrighty.
A point of information. I'm sorry that this is Teresa. I stepped off the line because I had an incoming call. So, do I need to formally note that this is a motion that the two working groups be combined by Lydia? No
yes.
problem. Okay. No problem. Thank you.
And there was no objection.
Okay.